Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1977, Matthew T. Favinger.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a doctor's office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8,276 square feet, more or less, lying northwest corner of Route 30, also known as Gravel Hill Road, and Horseshoe Drive, being west of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, and being identified more specifically on tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 32, parcel 9. For the benefit of the council or commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property and with expanded notes of the existing parking. The applicant submitted this survey site plan with the application on September 30th of 2013. DelDOT commented that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service C of Gravel Hill Road will not change as a result of this application. On December 9th of 2013, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in the town of Millsburg Growth and Annexation Area, that proposed doctor's office, or the proposed doctor's office, will be served by an on-site septic system at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is not in an area where the county will provide sewer service, that the applicant should contact the town of Millsburg for sewer-related information, and that a concept plan is not required. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir, step right up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Matthew Favinger, and I'm the one proposing this. I didn't hear you too well.
I was just saying you may have the floor, and you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to say that this is going to be a minimal use office. I don't have a lot of traffic in and out of my office. I see approximately 8 patients a day. I don't book like a lot of offices do.
Okay.
And it's labeled as a doctor's office. I am not a doctor. I'm an audiologist. It'll be for hearing testing and dispensing hearing aids.
Okay.
I have my master's degree, but not a doctorate.
Okay. I just need to ask this question in case somebody else does later. Counselor, are we all right for advertising on that if it was advertised as a doctor's office? This gentleman is not, in fact, a doctor. He's an audiologist.
I think that's fine. I think that's general enough. I mean,
it's an issue for me. I'm just asking you the question. I think it's fine. I don't have an issue with it.
So. Is it currently in the code?
Not defined.
It's not.
I'm still stumbling on the 60 versus 40.
I know you're still looking for those loopholes that aren't there. Yeah, I know.
He's in that horse. Man.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
it's not different.
Mr. Favinger, I'm sorry you have to be subjected to all this evening, but anyway, we'll move along on your behalf. I'll tell you what. Why don't we see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you?
Okay.
And we'll kind of approach it that way. And we're going to start with Mr. Johnson, conflicted though he may be this evening.
Mr. Favinger, what most recently? How was this property used?
It was used as a doggy day spot. Was labeled. That was a nail grooming, hair grooming facility for animals.
Okay, that's what I thought. And prior to that, it was used as a dentist office by Dr. Butters.
Correct. Correct.
So we're going from people to dogs back to people?
Back to people.
Okay.
A lot of renovations before we get back to people.
Back to people. Okay. Can't use the nail clippers for your patients?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and given the past history of this property, I don't have any further questions at this point.
All right then, Mr. Burton.
I understand the application, but is there a question actually for Lawrence. Is the number of parking spots, is that...
It, actually, the way it's drawn is labeled as existing, and it probably exceeds the minimum.
That's what I was
by quite a bit, because the configuration is, it doesn't, may have some issues that need to be corrected, but it does already exist.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right, then. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Favinger, what do you plan to do as far as signage on this property? Would you use the existing sign?
The existing sign that's perpendicular to the roadway, It's currently just two big posts with a sign in between. Of course, just change the sign in between and puts vinyl over the post. That's all I was planning to do to that. Signage on the building where it has the current sign, changing it to my own logo. I would not add any additional signs than what's already there.
And once again, the days and hours of your operation would be?
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. All right, Davidson. Sir. Mr. Ross.
What'd you say?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
You knew that was just a matter of time before that happened, yeah. You're good? Okay, then, Mr. Lank.
I'm a little slow in my handwriting here. Monday, Friday, 8 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30. I just want to make sure I had that right. No more questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor.
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1977, Matthew T. Favinger? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1977? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.